My name's Graham Walker, I'm digital editor of The Star in Sheffield, and you know what, now and again we get something really special to announce, and today's one of them. We're not getting Ant and Dec Takeaway on tour just once, we're actually getting it twice now, again at Sheffield Motorpoint Arena on Wednesday and Thursday, September the 2nd and 3rd. And to tell us all about it, we've not got one, we've got both Ant and Dec, so great to have you on the phone, guys. Come on, tell us, what are fans going to get for the money?
Well, basically, we're doing every part of Takeaway that people know and love from watching it on the telly, and we'll be doing it in the arenas. We've got loads of stuff lined up. Everything, like Anne says, everything you see on the TV, so we'll be doing audience hits, surprises on members of the audience, you know, whether you're in the front row, whether you're in the middle of the arena, or even if you're sat at the back. Our team of researchers are looking at everybody who's bought tickets, you know, some friends or setting other friends up. So we're going to be doing surprises on members of the audience, getting them up on stage. But most excitingly, I think, for us, is that we'll be playing Win the Ads in the arena. And every night, we will possibly be giving away a brand new car and an all-inclusive holiday, amongst the prizes, many more prizes as well, to somebody in the audience, if they can win the ads.
So both nights there, someone could be driving away in a 12 grand car on a £2,500 holiday. It's fantastic.
So we've got all the elements from the TV show, and I can't think of another show that you go along to, and you could be walking away with a brand new car and a holiday and a load of other stuff as well. So it's really exciting. There's loads of stuff in it. We've got Ant versus Dec. Every night, Ashley Roberts is joining us on the tour to keep hold of that and keep us in check.
The cast of Riverdance will be joining us on the road. They'll be performing in every single show, so that'll be fantastic.
We've got stuff from Little Ant and Dec. They've been doing us. They're obviously too little to be joining us on the road, but they've been recording something very special for the tour. We've got Sing Along Live, where members of the audience will be up on stage singing along with a pop star or a band, winning prizes. So it's kind of everything you've seen in the TV show will be taken on the tour.
And no matter what day of the week it is, we'll make it feel like Saturday night.
It's going to be Saturday night.
You guys have done this before, haven't you? You know what? I've got to say, Riverdance, this sounds like a Cecil B. DeMille production. And I guess a big challenge. Are you guys going to be taking part in the Riverdance?
Well, you never know. You never know. We may just off the old Irish dancing shoes. So, yeah, you'll have to wait and see.
We did a little routine with them on the last series of Saturday Night Takeaway on our St. Patrick's Day show. Riverdance came on, and we got on really well with them. And then when we were thinking of people to include in the tour, we rang them up. And they jumped at the chance to get involved, so they're coming on the tour with us. And what they do is spectacular anyway. And then, you know, we might get involved a little bit in that one, but we'll have to wait and see what it's like, what we get up to on the night. But yeah, we've got lots of surprises. We'll be performing a bit as well. We'll be doing a bit of singing and dancing and messing around. So yeah, we've got a few surprises as well. We don't want to give everything away. We want to keep something special for the night as well.
I do want to ask you, you mentioned Ashley Roberts is going to be there. Is she going to be performing? We've got to remind people, she's a pussycat doll.
Yeah, yes, she's... she'll be the host of Ant versus Dec, like she is on the TV show. And she'll be popping up throughout the whole of the show and taking part in some performances as well. So, yeah, you'll see performances from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really pleased she's joining us on the road.
I'd rather just sit in the audience and watch her, if I'm honest, but I think we have to get up there and do some stuff ourselves.
You come across as the two nicest guys on the planet, but I'm sure that there's people hate your guts, because every time there's an award, you tend to win it. I must say congratulations on the BAFTAs, by the way. Do you take them for granted these days?
No, not at all. Especially the BAFTA awards. We've been nominated a few times, and we haven't won. We've only ever won two in our career, so it was a very special night the other night. We were thrilled to bits with the win.
You might have only won two BAFTAs, but I'm going to remind people, I think you've won 26 National Television Awards.
What? I don't know that was. Is that what it is?
Brilliant. Oh, wow.
Right, I'm putting that out on Twitter.
That's amazing.
But, I mean, you know what, when I look back, I mean, my generation, I've just turned 50, my generation grew up watching Eric and Ernie, and has it struck you that you're probably now more popular than Morecambe and Wise, and how does that resonate with you, how does that make you feel?
I would disagree with that. I think they're going to be eternally popular, as they are now, you know. The comparisons people draw are very flattering, but, I mean, we're fans, massive fans of Morecambe and Wise, and it's a bit much for us to even kind of put us off in the same bracket as them.
We were the same. We grew up watching them as well as kids. You know, I remember Eric and Ernie, and we loved watching them, and I think, you know, they'll always be the best. They'll always be number one, I think. And if we can be
even half as loved as they still are now, you know, and half as popular as they were. I think, you know, I'd settle for that, but I think they're still the dons. They're still up there, I think. We've still got a lot to learn when it comes to all this, so no, I think they're the masters still. You know, one of the comments that we get from people is that they can sit down and watch our shows with their kids and their grandparents, and the whole family can sit down and watch the show. And we work really hard on making that the case and trying to have something for all the family. And, you know, we think long and hard about our shows and what we do, and we put a lot of time and effort and energy into them. And when we get appreciation like that, you know, it really means the world to us, because, you know, it's kind of we've achieved what we set out to do. So it really means a lot to us. That's, we really appreciate that.
There's never been a show like this that's been on the road before. You know, no one's really taken this style of television show and put it in arenas. So there'll be challenges for us to face. But, you know, we're pretty confident that we'll get there, because I think the same principle applies. You know, we want people to, when they come to the TV show, watch it, we want them to have fun and enjoy watching us have fun. And it's the same thing about the two. You know, we want to come down, have a real laugh, have a real dance around and a sing song, and go home happy.
And that's the thing for us, you know, the audience will be such a big part of this show. You know, we're working on it now, and the audience are really intrinsic to the show. So it'll be different every night, because the audience will be different, and there'll be different people getting up on stage, and different things will be happening, and that'll keep us on our toes, and it keeps it exciting for us. But we never know what's going to happen night on night. It'll be a whole lot of fun, and a lot of that will be because of the audience. So we're really excited. It's the one show that people come up to us on the street and say, I'd love to be in the audience of Saturday Night Takeaway. And because it's only a small studio that we do it in, you know, taking it out to the people around the country to come to the arenas, we're so excited to be able to bring the show to the people.
I've got to ask, I think you did in 2013, it was back for the 10th series. Are you going to do it again in 2014? And any plans to televise these live shows?
No, not at the moment.
No, these are all just going to be, you know, one-offs. We did talk about maybe, you know, recording one for posterity and, you know, my DVD and all that. But I think it's so difficult, because each show will be so different. I don't think you could kind of just film the show and put it out, because I think each one will have its own merits. You know, every night will be different. Some bits will be better than others on different nights. So, no, we're just going to be doing these as they are. So, you know, you'll never see these on TV. You've just got to come down, be in the audience, and be part of the night, really. And but I can't think of another show where you could come and have the chance to win the ads and drive away in a brand new Suzuki and an all-inclusive holiday.
I think a lot of people just can't get their head around what they're going to see yet. They've never had anything quite like this, have they?
No, there's not, and that's
part of the reason for us, you know, chatting today, really, is just to fully explain, you know, what's in the show, so people know what to expect when they come down to the arenas.
Yes.
When you stand on that stage, you don't know what's going to happen. Is this going to be a lot more nerve-wracking than actually just going out on TV?
I think it will be very nerve-wracking, yes, very, I can guarantee that. Especially for the first few shows, because, you know, we're putting it together at the moment. We haven't done this before, even though we've done, you know, many episodes of the TV show. We've never taken it live on tour. So that's got its challenges, but that's why it's exciting. That's why we do it. You know, you've got to scare yourself a little bit sometimes.
And taking an item like Ant vs. Deck, for example, you know, even though we'll be doing the same challenge every night, the audience will be such a big part of it that they can influence what happens during the nightly Ant vs. Deck. So there'll be members of the audience getting involved in those challenges as well. So it's not like, you know, we'll be super slick at those, because the audience can change the direction of how they go. So things like that keep us on our toes, keep us nervous, but I think that's a really good thing. I think that's what keeps us going, I think.
Obviously, you've had fans out there who've been following you for over a decade now, and I don't know where the time goes, but, I mean, what would you like to say directly to them?
It'll be great to see you again. I mean, we've got fond memories of playing Sheffield and stuff from our pop star days, so if you've seen us all those years ago, come back and see us again.
It'll be lovely. We can't wait to get out there. You know, because we spend such a lot of our time in TV studios and in offices working on the shows and stuff. It'd be great to get out there and meet the audience and see everybody and kind of get out there and get amongst them, really. So, you know, we'd like to thank everybody for their support, and we can't wait to celebrate in the arenas this summer. So come on down and see us and get involved.
Well, I just want to remind everybody again, that's Ant and Deck Takeaway on tour. You're going to be down at Motorpoint Arena for two nights. That's Wednesday and Thursday, September the 2nd and 3rd. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Lovely to talk to you.
Bye-bye.